Union leaders in Northern Ireland are threatening civil disobedience acts like occupying buildings in the battle over government spending cuts. They say they'll look at direct protest actions as well as industrial action. There's more strike action on the way this week. Civil servants are staging a one-day stoppage on Thursday here and across the water in protest at pension cuts. Now, here's what a spokesman for the Irish Congress of Trade Unions said the weekend. We need to keep our options open in terms of what we can do. Civil disobedience, whether it's occupying buildings or engaging in protests, is something that we need to look very seriously at. Is that a move that you would welcome? Edwina Curry, a former Conservative minister, with us this morning. Morning to you, Edwina.
Good morning, Stephen.
And Bumper Graham with us today. Morning to you, Bumper. Morning, Bumper.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Well, Edwina, civil disobedience. How do you react when you hear that?
Well, I think they need to think very hard about this, and I'm sure the more level heads in the trade union movement are thinking hard about it. Bear in mind, back in the 80s, for example, it was civil disobedience, it was the loony left that helped to keep Margaret Thatcher in power, because what happens is that the moderate minds in the country take one look at strikes and disruption and trouble and threats and intimidation and all the rest of it, and they head home to mother. They go for a much more moderate government. It doesn't produce change. It just produces irritation. I can't see any reason why civil servants who get excellent pensions, much better than most people, should be going on strike for anything. They should be keeping very quiet about it and hanging on to the pensions that they've got.
Bumper?
Well, we will think, and we always do think, long and hard before taking any form of action, Stephen. But our members are determined to fight draconian pension cuts, which will see them paying more, working longer and getting less. But the action just isn't about pensions. We have members coming out as well for 2 hours at lunchtime on Thursday in the health service, both about their pensions but also about the cuts to the health service. What we're facing in the UK is a government that isn't listening despite the trouncing they got at the polls last week.
Let me just stop you there, Bumper. We'll come straight back to this. We'll just be a second. We'll be straight back to this after the very latest news from the BBC.
US officials say they foiled a plot to bomb an airliner heading to America. The terrorist attack was to have marked last week's anniversary of the killing of Osama bin Laden. David Cameron and Nick Clegg are expected to say they're committed to their austerity plan as a way of rebuilding the economy. That's despite bad results for the Tories and Lib Dems in last week's election. Stormont Finance Minister Sammy Wilson believes the Chancellor George Osborne will have to change track.
He is realising that the remedy is not working anyway. Secondly, there are going to be electoral pressures on him. And thirdly, there are going to be massive social problems on the government if they do not start to deal with the issue of unemployment.
And the chief executive of the insurance company Aviva has resigned. Andrew Moss has gone after more than half of Aviva's shareholders voted against his pay deal last week. And I'll have full news at the top of the hour.
Right, Bumper and Edwina Curry with us this morning. Bumper, are you lot actually threatening to occupy buildings?
Well, as I said, Stephen, we are going to look at many avenues of approach. But the more important issue in this is that this government has to change. You just heard our own finance minister saying they're not listening. We have the people in Greece and France overturning the allies of Clegg and Cameron over the weekend. So it's about time our politicians listen to the people, change course, and try to build the economy and to restore the faith and value that people have in our public
services.
Sure,
what would that mean, though? Occupy what type of buildings?
I didn't say... You're the one that's talking about occupying
well,
buildings.
Well, can you rule it out?
I'm saying that we will look at many avenues. I mean, I suspect Edwina Curry would have been one of the first over 100 years ago to have taken action in order to get women the vote and may have even been throwing herself in front of horses.
You sound as if you'd like me to do that now. Let's talk a bit of common sense, if we possibly can. We have an enormous deficit. We actually have a bigger deficit than France has. And what we're doing in the United Kingdom is making every effort to get it down and to get the public finances back into a better and sustainable position.
You get
we
them
have
down,
to do that.
It by cutting the
we have
tax
to do
rate
it.
For the wealthiest in society?
We have to do it for everybody. We have to do it for everybody. We have to tax people more. We have to make sure that...
Well, then are you saying that the government got it wrong in reducing the 50p to the 45p rate?
They haven't done it yet, darling. I don't know if you've noticed, but that's actually an announcement for next year. And hopefully at that point, the economy would be a much better bet. We'll have rather more of them paying tax. That's an important... In fact, they'll all be coming across from Greece and France in their droves, and we'll be able to tax them. No, that's trivial stuff by comparison with the sort of money we're really talking about. I would love the trade unionists to be occupying the buildings on Thursday. I want them to be occupying the buildings that they work in and work and get on with giving a service to the public, which is what they are paid to do. I haven't heard a word about those poor people in the NHS who are actually suffering, the patients who are going to have to put up with not having the service and having to wait longer in the clinics and so on.
Well,
somewhere along the line, there's a lack of compassion there and a lack of recognition of why people are actually paid out of taxpayers' money in important jobs that we all value in order to get on and give a service to the public.
There were over 5,000 trade unionists on the streets in Belfast on Saturday, and the support that we got from the public in Belfast shopping was unanimous. I didn't hear one dissenting voice from any member of the public. They were saying to us, yes, it's our job to get out and defend the public services and to defend public servants.
Well, nobody likes austerity. Nobody likes it. It's a horrible situation. What's impressive, though, is over the last couple of years, the British people have recognised the need to actually just to live within our means. I mean, you can have whatever you want in life as long as you can afford to pay for it. What people have been doing is paying down their debts, paying down their credit cards, saving instead of taking out loans for things like holidays and so on, being very, very sensible. It's an impressive performance by the British people, I reckon.
But you can't... More people in poverty now than we ever had.
No, that's not true. But
it
in any
true.
Case...
There, you look at the figures, there's more pensioner poverty and there's more child poverty.
All these figures are done in relation to the average, as you well know. These are comparative figures. They're not absolute figures.
Bottom line
but
is
in
this.
Any case, Stephen, you and I have argued about this on many, many occasions. What we have to ask is, what can the country afford in a long-term, sustainable way, given that many, many people are living a lot longer? You know, when I was a kid, people retired at 65 and died before they were 70. Now they retire at 60, 65, and they live to be 95 and 100. So we
well,
have to pay for this somehow.
The bottom line
no,
is
it's
this.
Not the exception. It's very, very
The bottom
common.
Line is this, Bumper Graham. You are going to have a lot of people in the private sector venomously against you when they are trying to hold a job together, when they've accepted pay cuts, when they've accepted changes to their terms and conditions, and you lot are threatening to occupy buildings, to go into direct protest actions, to strike, to civil disobedience, to disrupt the public, while some people are just happy to have a job in the first place.
Stephen, there is no distinction drawn between workers, whether it be in the public or the private sector. It's the ordinary workers who are suffering regardless of who their employer is. They're the ones that are losing jobs, not getting pay increases.
That's not true. There is a
losing
distinction.
Losing their pensions.
You're a public service union.
Likewise,
you're representing the public service.
Likewise, those people dependent upon Social Security are suffering as well. It's ordinary working people that are suffering, and we're getting the support of the unemployed. We're getting the support of people needing the health service. We're getting the support of workers in the private sector to stand up and say to this government, you've got it wrong. They weren't prepared to listen to the electorate last week.
But
we're saying now that public servants will try and make them
listen. But the place in the United Kingdom where there is the biggest gap between the private sector and the public sector, guess where it is? Northern Ireland.
And that is because Northern Ireland has been advertised for far too many years as a low-wage economy. We've got to try and improve the types of jobs we get into Northern Ireland and improve the lot of people working in the private sector. You don't do that by bringing down the pay and the pensions of public servants.
Well, actually, you do. That's exactly what you do, because the pay and pensions of public servants are amongst the highest in the land, and they're certainly noticeably higher than the average private sector worker in a place like Northern Ireland.
Our finance minister agrees with us in this.
That doesn't make him right, sweetheart, does it?
Well, he has said that will do untold damage to the Northern Ireland economy.
Well, no, there have to be changes.
Take money out of the Northern Ireland economy.
There have to be changes. The problem in Northern Ireland, as in the north of England, for example, and I'm here up in near Manchester, the problem is that for far too long they've been dependent on public sector jobs, often not very good public sector jobs. You know, the big boss guys are down in London, aren't they? But they are too dependent on it, and it has squeezed out the private sector. And it's also meant that very often I think schools are not attuned to what private sector workforce needs to be able to do. The maths isn't good enough, the English isn't good enough, and yet we suck in still 250,000 visitors from around the world who will travel 1,000 miles to come and get a job, and they do. You go into your bars in Belfast, Stephen. You've got a lot of local accents, but you've got an awful lot of people that have come to work in Northern Ireland, and one of the reasons is that they're attuned to what the private sector wants, and many of the locals are not.
Give me a sense bumper of how this strike is going to manifest itself. How are we going to feel it on the ground?
Well, we're bringing out our members primarily in the civil service on Thursday, though our health service colleagues will be joining us for 2 hours over lunchtime. So along with our sister union, PCS, we'll see social security offices, we'll see driver vehicle testing centres, we'll see customs, we'll see immigration services all affected on Thursday. And it's just part of a continuing campaign, not just to defend public service pensions, but to defend public services.
You haven't got a chance of defending your public service pensions. That's not going to happen. It's because people live longer, because we all live longer, because we all use more of the health service, because we're all expecting a much better life in old age. We have something over 10 million retired people in the United Kingdom now. You're going to have to pay more for your pensions. I'm sorry, but you're going to have to.
We already reached an agreement 3 years ago on the reform of public service pensions, which means public servants are paying and paying a lot more. And that agreement wasn't even given the opportunity to be fully implemented.
Sure, but what percentage,
this government
ripped what percentage for somebody, say, in the Social Security office who's going to be out on strike, never mind how big the queues are, they're going to just walk out on Thursday. What percentage of their wages, of their salary, do they pay into their pension?
Well, there's two dimensions to it. There's what they actually pay, and there's the fact that their pay is reduced in the negotiations to take account of the pensions.
How much are they going to get paid?
Well, their pay is usually offset by about 8%, and they're going to be asked to pay about 6% in pension contributions.
6%.
So that's a 14% contribution.
That's not enough. 6% is not enough.
Their pay is reduced to take account of that by about 8% also.
Well, that will actually bring them closer, though still well above the average wage that somebody working in a factory or in a bar or in a shop in most of Northern Ireland's getting.
But
you know that. Most people
are
very glad indeed to have a public sector job in Northern Ireland.
The government talks big about everybody planning and preparing for retirement. And what the government then does is tries to make pensions unaffordable for ordinary workers in terms of private pensions, and tries to support employers from walking away from providing decent pensions. The government can't have it both ways. If you provide decent pensions, it means pensioners will not have to claim the pension credit, and therefore the government will not have to spend as much money on social welfare.
I tell you what, Bubba, when the contribution to a public sector pension for a civil servant in Northern Ireland, when the contribution goes up to something like 12% a year, which is
some of our members are paying that in areas like local government and the health service.
12% out of their income that arrives?
Middle senior managers are paying, are going to be paying that and are paying other schemes.
Okay, and they are earning how much a year? 30,000, 40,000 a year?
People that are earning in and around that will be paying
50,000?
Probably, the time this is all over, somewhere between 10 and 11%.
Allow me the opinion, they can afford it and they should be paying.
Well, they don't get the same big breaks as is given to the FTSE 100 directors in terms of tax breaks for their pensions.
Yeah, but they're not FTSE 100
directors.
They're not earning it. They're not earning it.
Why do the Tories always look after the rich?
No, they're not earning it. The people in the FTSE 100
are earning it.
And they do pay, and they pay a great deal of money. And
you're defeating your own argument, Edwina. You're saying that public servants should pay it, but you're saying that bosses
shouldn't. I'm saying everybody. We all have to pay. We all help to run up this enormous government deficit over a period of a number of years, and it's going to take several years to pay it down.
Did we help run it up?
Well, everybody did.
Or did we?
We all
ran up the government's deficit?
Well, we helped governments to do it. Because in the end,
the government ran up the government deficit. The government overspent.
All right, and who do you think the money's being spent on?
Well, the money's being spent on things like illegal wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, in the replacement of Trident missiles, and an other unnecessary expenditure.
All right, well, that's about $30 billion. When you've got rid of that, what about the other $120 billion that's being spent this year that we don't have?
And what about the $112 billion that is not collected or is avoided in tax in the UK each
year?
How much? $112 billion.
Now, you see, what we're talking here now, Stephen, is actually not common sense. Now we're talking politics, and we're talking sort of rubbish that has resulted in Greece not having a government and the French having voted for somebody who's going to have everybody retiring at 60.
There's documentary evidence shows $112 billion isn't collected by the Exchequer each year due to tax evasion and tax avoidance.
I'm one of the first who would say it should all be collected. It still leaves us with one hell of a gap, and one of the reasons is we have too many civil servants, and they are paid too well, and their pensions are
horrendous. So it's better to have them on. It's better to have them on the dole, not being productive and actually drawing down benefits than actually going out and paying tax and national insurance.
It's better to have them thinking, look, you know, what do we actually need in this country? What kind of jobs do we need? Why are people coming in from so many countries, from Poland and further afield, and doing jobs when actually we should be doing these jobs? What service are they providing that the public are prepared to pay for?
That may be the case in England, but the data for Northern Ireland shows that those people are now leaving Northern Ireland and going to other parts of Europe. That the inward trend in immigration has stopped in Northern Ireland, and in fact, we're not only losing people from other parts of Europe, but we're also losing more of our own young people who are going not just to Europe, but going to America and Australia and other places. Can't get work.
So go out and develop other businesses and industries. Go and think what will actually work. Go and develop a tourism industry. Go and develop all the other businesses. There's a lot of things that can happen that can be done. You need to use some initiative. One of the tragedies in Northern Ireland has been a complete suppression of entrepreneurship. It's not recognised as a desirable thing to do, to be working hard, working in the private sector. That's where the important jobs are.
And the public service has helped fill that gap by the wonderful development at Titanic Quarter. We're also developing the rest of the tourism brand and on, and that is done by public servants.
It doesn't have to be, you know. It is actually possible for people to use their own initiative. You are not the be-all and end-all of the British economy.
Well, if it wasn't done, Edwina, by public servants, it wouldn't be done at all.
Exactly. You've just said exactly the same thing that I have. It needs to be a much more entrepreneurial way of doing things. We need to get away from this idea that only the government can do things.
Should we not have built Titanic Quarter? Should we not have built the new Titanic Centre?
I think it should have been built with private money.